and take home cash to boot.
London Gold, it's the best.
You're listening to Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX, Cave Creek, Phoenix. A division of Premier Radio Stations. KFNX News Time. It's 5 o'clock.
Welcome to the Edward Woodson Show, shining a spotlight on the media minions and redistributing the truth. And now, here's your fair share of the truth. Brought to you by your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome to the show, everyone. Welcome. I'm glad you're with us. I'm going to give you your fair share of the truth because you're entitled to it. A lot of the things that we talk about on the show, nobody else will touch. Kevin McCarthy is out. I'm going to get to that in a minute. But first of all, the first thing I want to cover today, this was a story yesterday, and it hasn't been covered too much. But Spencer Stone, one of the heroes that foiled the attacks in France on that train, if you recall, he was stabbed yesterday in Sacramento. Okay.
Was stabbed three times, but he's
going
to be okay.
Four times he was in taken to the hospital, critical condition. He had surgery. Now here's the thing. You now have, and I hate to say this because I was told this the other day. There was a speculation with what happened in this Oregon Community College. Okay, now let's go back to this. It's obvious to me now that this nondescript little Oregon Community College attack is not what the left is making it out to be, i.e. about guns. I believe it was an attempt to kill Alec Scarlatos, which was the other individual involved. And why do I say that? It was actually pointed out to me when it happened by people that I respect, said to me, there is talk, and there was talk that apparently Alec attends this community college in Roseburg, Oregon. But he wasn't there at the time. He was actually in New York City because he was involved with the show Dancing with the Stars. So he was rehearsing in New York City. So, I didn't want to believe it. I didn't want to go down that road. Because it was said to me, well, you know, this guy, Alec Sarlatos, he goes to this community college. And then you have this individual that rounded up students, asked them specifically if they were Christians. If you were a Christian, you got shot in the head. So now we have Spencer Stone. He is another one of the three heroes. He was stabbed multiple times. And you have to wonder, was Oregon about random gun violence? I think it was a terrorist attack, an assassination attempt on American soil.
Well, I don't know if you saw that, the Mercer, the shooter, There was a post where they had him, the Islamic flag behind him, and all of a sudden it was cropped out with the lamestream media.
Well, that was now, some people are saying that was a hoax, because I'd seen some of those pictures and people are saying that was a hoax. But regardless, you have, it's an inescapable fact that he asked people if they were Christians. So, you also, and I said this before, I said this last week, it was just, the narrative that he was a right-wing nut job, that he was of mixed race. What does mixed race mean, by the way? Because his mother was black, as black as Michelle Obama. His father was white, so he was of mixed race. And they painted him out to be white. And he had ties to Islam. The media didn't report that. Barack Obama is never described as mixed race ever. He's black. Even though his mother's white. Lily white. His father's black. But that's, liberal logic 101. Because if it serves your purpose, then you will...
has to fit the narrative.
Exactly. It has to fit the narrative. So now we have Spencer Stone. Is it a coincidence now that you have this random shooting in Oregon, and then this guy, Spencer Stone, two connections we have. This obscure little community college in Oregon, where one of the heroes of the thwarted attack attends, and you now have Spencer Stone. And what I find interesting about this story is that the police department issued a statement yesterday, and here's what they said. We firmly believe that this is not a terrorism-related event and that it is no way related to the incident that occurred in France. That's what the police department said. Why would they say that? Why would they say that? They went on to say, the assault does not appear to be a random act and is believed to be a nightlife-related incident. What they meant to say, there's a Freudian slip, because they said the assault does not appear to be a random act. What they meant to say is that it appears to be a random act.
Right. Absolutely, yes. That would make sense.
But that's what they meant to say. The police chief would not get into specifics of the altercation, but did say a dispute led up to it. And the individuals that they are seeking are two Asian males. Huh. Could they be from Southeast Asia, maybe Indonesia, or the Philippines, or one of those other Muslim countries? I don't know. It just seems a little strange to me. Connect the dots here. It's like I said to you yesterday. You've got, again, this obscure community college, because there had been some rumblings that, in fact, there was a hit put out on Alec. But he wasn't there. He was in New York. Now you've got this other individual, Spencer Stone, coming out of a bar in Sacramento, stabbed multiple times. It just seems to me a little too coincidental. And of course, what's happened now is in the media, is that you're fed a narrative, and if you deviate from that narrative, you're just a wacko. You know, it's you've crossed over to the Alex Jones territory.
Or you're looking for work.
So I just want to point it out to you because it's the first thing. I was chilled to the bone yesterday when I saw this being reported yesterday morning, and it just seems to me that it's far too coincidental. It's far too coincidental. And why would the media come out immediately and say that it was not tied to terrorism? Why would they say that immediately? Why? If it's a random act, if it was a stabbing, why would they go out of their way? And why would the authorities hold back the name of the shooter for so long? And why is it that before the bodies were even cold, the Obama administration comes out and talks about gun control? It just makes you wonder what's going on here. And to me, it is rather obvious. You can connect the dots for yourselves. Now, call me crazy, but I think it's just far too coincidental that you have these events that have happened, and yet the media isn't saying a word about it. We've got Justin Duckman from Talk Radio News out of Washington. Justin, you saw this Spencer Stone was stabbed in Sacramento yesterday in the morning. Yesterday morning. You saw that?
Yeah, I did see that. It seems like that kind of was overshadowed throughout the day. But, yeah, that is pretty interesting news.
Nobody was talking about it. And here's what I thought was interesting to me is that, that coupled with the fact that you had this the shooting in this obscure community college where another one of the heroes that thwarted the train attack attended this community college, but he happened to be in New York rehearsing with Dancing with the Stars. The sheriff's office came out and issued a statement saying that it was not a terrorist attack. I found that to be rather dubious. What did you think?
I haven't even thought about that until right now, but I can already imagine that becoming the next thing. So there was three Paris Attack heroes, right? That was the number?
Correct. The two white guys now have been, there's a connection.
Attack, yeah.
And the brother, no.
Wow, that's pretty chilling stuff. Yeah, I guess the third one's going to have to, watch his back. That's pretty eerie stuff.
Well, yeah, exactly. See, that's what I do here is I point out this kind of stuff. And again, I could be accused of being a conspiracy theorist, but I'm looking at the facts here and I'm asking the question because it seems rather interesting to me that they went out of their way. And what's going to happen, though, Justin, is it's not going to be a news story. This is going to be buried, okay? Nobody's going to talk about this except for yours truly and some radio talk show people.
That's essentially what happened yesterday. This was a big story. It was about to emerge that this was going to be the story of the day, and then suddenly it all collapsed with the McCarthy announcement. So there you go.
The McCarthy announcement. I'm going to get to that, actually. But what did you make of the McCarthy announcement? The real reason why he dropped out is what, Justin?
He probably had an affair.
What? Bingo! It was an open secret throughout Washington, right?
Yeah, it was. I mean, this is something that everybody has heard at some point, and it's kind of surprising that it got so far without it being mentioned.
Exactly. I'm gonna talk about it the next block. You're setting it up for me, but Kevin McCarthy out. Just the fact that he made the statement about the Benghazi. I think should have disqualified him because he's an idiot.
Yeah.
I mean, just that alone, and the fact that he was Boehner's buddy. They were butt buddies. So that's why I think that should have disqualified him, just that alone. All right. Thanks for coming on the show, Justin. I appreciate it, and we will talk to you soon.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
لا يعطوا الجزية عن يد وهم صاغرون.
If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand up.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Find out you been. Find out you been. Find out yeah.
Bloomberg reports cash under the mattress is now considered safer than inside a bank. That's right. On November 20th, G20 leaders, including President Obama, voted to enact new banking laws replacing taxpayer bailouts with what's called bank bail-ins. Sounds good, right? Wrong. The fine print of this new bail-in legal doctrine states that your money deposited in bank savings, CDs, or money market funds can be confiscated or converted into bank shares of uncertain value. Oh yeah, I've been warning you about this risk all year on my show. The authors of Don't Bank on It just released a new white paper entitled After the G20. It's free by calling 800-519-6271. 800-519-6271. Discover why your dollars in banks just became dollars at risk. Call 800-519-6271. 800-519-6271 or at edwardwoodson.com.
The Del Walmsley Show, weekdays at 2 p.m.
If you had any idea how absolutely insane the stock market is, how upside down and backwards every investment principle is that every financial planner teaches, you as 90% of the people who take my seminar walk out of there and stop doing everything you're doing right now.
The Del Walmsley Show, weekdays at 2 p.m. Everything you need to know about finance and real estate. For more information, MyPassiveIncomeSystem.com. MyPassiveIncomeSystem.com.
He's still so mad. Now back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Don't believe the hype. Don't believe the hype. Don't believe the hype. Yes.
All right. So Kevin McCarthy out as a possible replacement for John Boehner. Kevin McCarthy was John Boehner's guy. Okay. And, he dropped out because he knew, number one, there were rumors swirling around Washington that he had an affair, and I'll get to that in a minute. But more importantly, he didn't have the votes. And I love this because this is how it's being played. Wall Street Journal, House GOP leadership in turmoil. In a surprise move, leading candidate McCarthy quits to be next speaker. In a stunning move, Kevin McCarthy announced Thursday that he's dropping out of the race. Considered by many to be the favorite to replace outgoing John Boehner in November, McCarthy told the Republican conference as they gathered to vote for their speaker candidate that he's not the right guy. He later told reporters that a fresh face is needed in the House leadership position. Look, these guys are egomaniacs. He's dropping out because he's not the right guy, and because a fresh face is needed. Again, more lies, more propaganda.
Yeah, but I think it's a good thing.
It's awesome. It is awesome. Okay? But see, the establishment, though, they're pissed. Okay? They're pissed off about this. This was circulated yesterday. Now, look. This has been an open secret. I'm letting you in on, inside baseball stuff. But, the cat's out of the bag. Apparently, he had been having a long-running affair with Renee Elmers. She, the congresswoman from North Carolina. They had a long-running affair. There had been emails circulated about this affair. He was confronted by congressmen yesterday in closed-door sessions about the affair and said, basically they said to him, look, if you're having an affair with this woman and you're not telling us, then you need to drop out. You need to tell us. Of course, he denied it 100%, which means, of course, it's true. There was an odd quote from Elmers the other day, talking about the leadership position. Okay, this was from Elmers the other day. This is what she said: even some natural leadership allies, such as Renee Elmers, expressed doubts about promoting McCarthy to Speaker. And this is what she said. He has not spoken to me personally for my vote, and Jason Chaffetz has, so that's where I am right now. At this point, I will be casting a vote for Jason Chaffetz, said Elmers, who is facing a GOP primary challenger. I can't vote for someone who doesn't ask for my vote. And then she added, I'm apparently not high on his priority list. That's what she wrote. That seems like odd. It seems odd that she would say that. And apparently the fact is they used to travel together. And he went to North Carolina several times and campaigned for her. This guy's from California. Yet he's going down to North Carolina to help her campaign. Why? And again, apparently this was an open secret in Washington that he was having an affair. Everybody knew about it. Everybody in Washington knew about it. Okay? That's the reason why he's not running for Speaker. It's not because, he was taking one for the team. Or that we need a fresh face and it's good for the party. No, it's good for him. These guys are such liars. And so, here's the thing. That's why people, look, last night they were talking about this, of course. And they were saying how, the obstructionists, Republicans, there's this Freedom Caucus, which is a 40 members, basically conservative members, that weren't going to support him. Forget the affair. They weren't going to support him because he is a rhino. Okay? That's why they weren't going to support him. And this is, this is a good move. And it also reflects what's going on, moreover, in Washington. Okay? Because, and we're seeing this right now, playing out with the primaries. It's not anger. It's the fact that people are sick and tired of lying politicians that only think of themselves. This guy only thought of himself. Wasn't for the good of the team. Had nothing to do with the good of the team. It was about that he was going to get his ass kicked by his wife when he got home. She's the last to know. Everybody in Washington knew about this guy and having an affair.
Now the question is, you know, if he does fess up, is he going to come out with his wife at his side and make an apology?
For sure, but he's not going to fess up. He's going to deny. And see, I point all this stuff out all the time because I want people to realize how you're being lied to every day. And that's why I do what I do, to give you your fair share of the truth, because you're entitled to it, as I always say. Yesterday, Fox host Bret Baier, he's like a chick. Bret, and that's no offense to women. He blamed Ted Cruz. It's Ted Cruz's fault. It's Ted Cruz's fault. This is what you get from Fox News. Here's Bret Baier explaining this whole thing. Okay, yesterday. This was during Andrea Tantara's show.
See, Andrea, how McCarthy survives with his ability to move votes, his ability to sway the caucus after this past couple of weeks and after saying he can't lead in the conference. And I think the speakership is one thing, but then you have an election mm-hmm. for majority leader and election for House Majority Whip that comes after that. I'll say what I said before. The speakership right now is not a tremendously attractive job in considering how volatile this conference is. And until they get to this consensus figure who can go between all of the break in the caucus, I think it's going to be tough.
Do you think it's going to be a whole new leadership team?
It might be entirely new. The other thing to point out is an interesting fact that has percolated that crosses into presidential politics. You know who meets frequently with the House Republicans who form the Freedom Caucus? Senator Ted Cruz. He meets with them quite a bit. And he has been accused on Capitol Hill of having undue influence on that caucus. And he may have his hand really into some of the goings-on between what happened today.
Bret Baier.
Talk about conspiracy theories.
Moron. Bret Baier. Moron. This guy's a freaking moron, okay? I mean, it's just, it's amazing. It's last night, I'm watching Megyn Kelly's show. And they had some woman sitting in for, I forget her name now. And she just would not accept this. She had Frank Luntz on there, and Frank Luntz is like, well, Kevin McCarthy's a really good guy, you know, and now you've got all these, you know, these wackos that are running the party now. They're obstructionists. This is exactly what the forefathers envisioned. You're supposed to obstruct rubber stamps. That's the whole point. That's the process. It's messy. That's the whole point. You're not supposed to just rubber stamp everything. Like, by the way, John Boehner, Mitch McConnell have done. Because that's all they've done. That's all they've done. You've had majorities in the House and the Senate now. And all they've done is go along with Obama. Rubber stamped everything. Oh, we can't close down the government. Ooh. Why? Why? Actually, closing down the government sounds like a good idea.
I'm in agreement.
You can't close down the government. Oh, my God.
I've never been able to figure that out.
This is a good thing that McCarthy's out. It's a great thing. So, the question is, where do we go from here? And this is just indicative of people are sick and tired of the same old, same old. They are just sick and tired of it. And that's why you got Kevin McCarthy out. And that's why you still see Donald Trump leading in all the polls. Because people are sick and tired of being lied to. You vote in a majority and they don't do anything. Because all they care about is being reelected. They don't care about their constituents. We'll be right back.
Imagine a politician politicizing something.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Say what.
President Obama is traveling to Roseburg, Oregon to privately visit with victims of last week's community college shootings. But correspondent Ryan Young reports some people in the town don't like the president's position on gun laws.
They understand why people are upset. They want to change laws, but here they don't believe they have a gun problem. In fact, gun sales here in the area have gone up since the shooting. People say they feel like they need to protect themselves.
And there was a deadly campus shooting this morning. Correspondent Michelle Kaczynski says it was at Northern Arizona University in Flagstaff.
It happened outside the Mountain View Resident Hall at 1:20 in the morning local time. Three other people were shot in the incident, then taken to a hospital in Flagstaff.
The U.S. is dropping a $500 million Pentagon program to train Syrian rebels. President Obama is expected to make a statement on this in a few hours. South Carolina could see more evacuations. The National Guard is urging residents to comply with evacuation orders if asked to go. I'm Evan Haining.
This is John Greenhut, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Even better, there's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-679-0969. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts. Don't miss this limited-time offer. We're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get 2 free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. Call 800-393-6272. That's 800-393-6272.
Arizona News Radio, reports of 4 people shot outside a residence hall on the campus of NAU overnight. 1 dead, 3 others wounded, the shooter in custody.
The campus is secure, and there is no lockdown in effect at this time. And in fact, my understanding is that the classes are scheduled to go on as normal.
NAU spokesman Eric Dieterle not able to say at this point if the shooting was random or the result of a fight and whether the suspect and victims knew each other. It happened at the Mountain View Residence Hall. The campus community notified of the shooting incident via text alert. Stunned lawmakers on Capitol Hill after House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy withdraws from the race to become House Speaker. Tucson Republican Martha McSally.
It's a continued distraction. This is all self-inflicted. We've got a defense bill on the president's desk. He's threatening to veto. We got Russians firing cruise missiles into Syria.
A vote for the GOP to nominate a speaker candidate scheduled for Thursday, postponed after McCarthy withdrew. Geico weather, sunny and dry, increasing temperatures, highs in the mid-90s in the deserts. Jeff Scott, Arizona News.
This check of your KVNX traffic is service of APS. You're going to find some delays eastbound I-10 between 83rd Avenue and 51st. Not too bad for this time of morning. Also look for a collision Cactus Road. At State Route 51, we also have an accident, 19th Avenue, this one at Northern. Get email or text alerts from APS on power outages, payment reminders, or even a heads up when you've hit your reset energy usage limit at APS.com/alerts.
From the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center for the rest of the morning, we've got mostly clear skies, a low near 70. Sunny with a high near 94 today. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, a low near 75. Saturday, sunny with a high near 94 once again. Partly cloudy Saturday night, a low near 72. Sunny, high near 95 on Sunday. Sunday night, mostly clear, low near 71. I'm Ron Pritchard from the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center.
Currently here in Midtown, we're at 76 degrees. Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks here on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX.
Bloomberg reports cash under the mattress is now considered safer than inside a bank. That's right. On November 20th, G20 leaders, including President Obama, voted to enact new banking laws replacing taxpayer bailouts with what's called bank bail-ins. Sounds good, right? Wrong. The fine print of this new bail-in legal doctrine states that your money deposited in bank savings, CDs, or money market funds can be confiscated or converted into bank shares of uncertain value. Oh, yeah. I've been warning you about this risk all year on my show. The authors of Don't Bank on It just released a new white paper entitled After the G20. It's free by calling 800-519-6271. 800-519-6271. Discover why your dollars in banks just became dollars at risk. Call 800-519-6271. 800-519-6271 or at edwardwoodson.com.
He's still so mad. Now back to your host, Edward Woodson.
When they fight, and when they come home at night, they say, oh, I love you, baby.
Here's my question. When is the media going to ask Jeb Bush, what is it going to take for you to drop out, Jeb Bush? You're polling at 3%, Jebby. It's time for you to get out of the race. But, you know, they asked that of Donald Trump. He's at 28% in Florida, basically lapping Jeb Bush, you know, former governor. Same with Marco Rubio, sitting senator. But nobody's asking Jeb Bush that question. He is now painting himself as a disruptor. That's right. Jeb Bush is now playing up his role as a disruptor. During a swing this week through eastern Iowa, here's what he said. I never lived in Washington, never been part of Washington. I just have the skill set to disrupt the beast. What a dork. Here to discuss this is Mike Opelka from The Blaze. Mike, how are you?
I'm good. I'm just back from a couple of days in the district, as it were. So, yeah, I was there during all the festivities the last couple of days. So while Jeb may not have been there, I have, sir. I have.
Well, I love how he is painting himself as this disruptor. He cannot get his foot out of his mouth.
It's an interesting week for Jeb, because he had the sit down with Major Garrett, and he called himself the tortoise, and Garrett kind of challenged him, said, yeah, but in that race, the tortoise kept going forward.
You're going back.
So he's had some tough runs, and I watched, the Bloomberg politics guys, Heilman and who's the other guy that wrote Game Change together?
Halperin, yeah.
And they've done these intense focus groups with Iowans and New Hampshire people, all on the candidates, and they're undecided voters. And Jeb got mediocre, if not insulting, responses, which I thought was pretty interesting. Trump got, as you would expect, kind of galvanized on you either love him or hate him. But he speaks his mind, and people love that about him. But the surprising thing in all of this is that Jeb, while trying to call himself a disruptor, and in pure government fashion, is ironically not, is the rise of Rubio, who, and you look at those two Florida guys, and they're saying that this crowd in both New Hampshire and Iowa are seeing surprisingly strong feelings about Marco Rubio. So while you have Trump still way up at the top, and you have Lindsey Graham down at the bottom, and somewhere in that morass in the middle, you have the Jebs and even the Rubios. There seems to be signs of life for more of the newcomers or outsiders than there are for the establishments, which I think it's going to be hard for Jeb to ever get rid of the fact that he's from a political family and seen as a politician.
Well, he can pitch himself as an outsider, but it's not going to work. I mean, it's just,
yeah.
And not only that, he's a dork. Okay. Aside from anything.
Yeah, but
else,
you want, in some ways, don't you want a dork running the government because you want somebody who's going to pay attention?
No, I do. I don't. No, I don't. Yeah,
I spent the day with Mike Lee. Mike Lee is probably, and I'm not insulting him. He would probably call himself a dork.
No.
But that's a guy I would say, here's the keys, run the country.
No. They got to go. Sorry, they got to go. Marco, you mentioned Marco Rubio. He is, Marco Rubio is just Jeb Bush without the honesty. He is exactly what's wrong with Washington. Marco Rubio is an inside the beltway. The guy's never done anything in his life but run for office. Never done anything. Okay, his only accomplishment has been to betray the people that have voted him in. He has the record, the dubious distinction now of never showing up to vote. He didn't show up for the Planned Parenthood vote. He's basically the Chuck Schumer's amnesty pitch man. He has done nothing at all but be part of the donor class, and that's what he is. So I don't see him as and Marco Rubio is in Florida. Here you have a sitting senator. That's at like 10%. Really?
What is the total now when you look at Trump, Carson, and Fiorina's total? They've automatically grabbed like 50+%.
56%.
Yeah. So you've only got 44% of the pie left between nine candidates. And if you look at that, 44 divided by 9, you're not going to get, if you got 10%, you got the lion's share. You've got a quarter of what's left. So that's the way you have to look at it, because there's right now, until we get a primary, you've got fascination with outsiders.
So what does that say about Donald Trump?
Trump right now is in the lead.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And more importantly, he's in the lead in swing states like Florida, Ohio, Pennsylvania now.
Well, the funny thing is Kasich in Ohio.
It's not funny.
Having such a high approval rating and not being able to generate any interest really on a national level. Although, I don't know if you watched The Daily Show last night, if she had a gun to her head and had to be forced to vote for a Republican, Rachel Maddow said she would vote for John Kasich.
Yeah, that tells you everything you need to know right there.
Sure.
Exactly. You know what John Kasich is? He's John Huntsman.
Yeah, that's a good point. We all forgot about Huntsman for a while.
He's John Huntsman. Remember, John Huntsman was the liberals' pick.
Well, he was also the guy that Obama tapped to be an ambassador. So, you know, when you're the president of the United States and you tap a Republican to be an ambassador, you're either trying to get him out of the country, or you're signaling that you're in agreement with him.
He's John Huntsman. Like, whenever I have a liberal tell me, like, who do they like, that disqualifies you. The fact that Rachel Maddow says that she'd vote for John Kasich, that tells you all you need to know right there. Bye. Bye-bye. Bye. There's so much going on here. I know you guys had posted a story on the Blaze about this course being taught at Yale about by the guy from Black Lives Matter.
Yeah,
Mike, let's talk about that, because this is what's happening in American campuses all over, not just Yale.
Well, when you think about it, I was going to say, you're right. The indoctrination at the university level has been going on for almost 40 years, maybe 40 or more. And so it doesn't surprise me, especially when you talk about the Ivy League, because that's where the liberalism took its real roots and set up camp. And when you've got this guy, DeRay McKesson,
right,
teaching a class, transformational leadership in the Black Lives Matter movement, and you actually got college credit for this.
Well, look, and the last week's topic was... In defense of looting.
And now what's happening this weekend in D.C.?
Oh,
the 20th anniversary of
the Million Man March.
So you will have Minister Farrakhan there, and I doubt you're going to have a million people, but they were setting up on the mall, giant stage, all and porta potties as far as the eye could see, and the signs are already up saying justice or else.
Well, you're not going to. I'm going to tell you right now. You're not going to have looting in D.C. Okay?
No. We can't really break anything there. It's all marble and
it's
stuff.
True.
But
it's true.
But the the Capitol Police issued a memo warning about the race baiter, and those are the words they used. Louis Farrakhan.
The race baiter. Louis Farrakhan. You just can't get rid of him, man. I mean, the guy.
Yeah, how old is he?
That's what I was going to say. I mean, he's got to be pushing 80.
He's well into his 70s, I'm absolutely sure.
Oh,
probably into nearing or crossing the 80 line.
That's what I'm saying. He's got to be pushing 80.
But it's amazing to me because I actually talked to some of the gentlemen in suits with the little bow ties who were on site yesterday on the mall.
Were they trying to sell you bean pies?
No. But the soda. They had the bean soda. But they weren't selling anything. They were actually taking pictures. And I walked up and I said, listen, you all want to get in a group? Because you know how when you get a group of people, one guy has to step out and get everybody else.
Uh-huh.
And they go, yeah. So I grabbed the camera, took the picture, and then I asked him my question of the day, which is, how old is too old to trick or treat? You know, it's this little video thing I'm putting together. And two of the guys turned their backs to me, just didn't even respond after initially saying, yeah, they'd answer my question. And then one guy said, we don't celebrate Halloween. It is a satanic ritual. And I was like, wow, okay. And
well, props to them.
Yeah, well, they had an opinion, but why, for turning their back on me? Thank you.
No. Real quick, we've got 30 seconds left. Did you go to Ben's Chili Bowl when you were in D.C.?
I did not. I was too crazy. You know, with everything that went down, I was crazy, but I'll be back week after next, and I will return to Ben's Chili Bowl.
The most important thing about going to D.C. is the food.
I agree.
Great food town. All right, my man. Thanks for coming on the show. I appreciate it. As usual, love your insight, and we will speak to you soon.
Got it. See you Monday, God willing. Take care.
All right, we'll be right back.
And President Obama means well. I think he's actually a good guy. He has no idea what the world is like because he doesn't have to live there.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
The risks to your money have never been greater. Don't Bank on It is a hot new book which exposes 20 major risks. Here's the first three shocking risks covered in the book. Under current law, you don't own your bank account. Your deposits are an unsecured asset belonging to the bank. What you own is an IOU. The FDIC only has enough reserves to cover 7% of total deposits. 7%! Today, cyber criminals can instantly steal your savings, identity, and credit. No wonder so many Americans have begun hoarding cash and gold. What more can you do to save your life savings? Call 1-800-519-6271. 800-519-6271 now to request a free copy of Don't Bank on It. At $20 value, free. Don't wait. Do it now. Call 800-519-6271, 1-800-519-6271, or at edwardwoodson.com.
Do only special people have supernatural experiences? Hi, I'm Praying Medic, a practicing paramedic and host of Praying Medic Live on KFNX Thursday nights at 8. I've seen thousands of people healed through prayer, and I get direction from God through visions. Now, you might think I have a special gift, but I don't. Anyone can do this, and I can teach you how to live a supernatural life. Go to my website, prayingmedic.com, for articles, videos, and my best-selling books. That's prayingmedic.com.
There are approximately 1,000 animals at Maricopa County Animal Care and Control Shelters in need of loving homes. The Adoption Ambassador Program aims to help dogs that find it difficult at the shelter. Ambassadors use social media and word of mouth to find their dog's loving family. The MCACC is currently seeking committed volunteers interested in becoming adoption ambassadors. For more information on how you can help dogs find a home, Visit the website at www.maricopa.gov/pets.
Have you ever been one of those unhappy customers that walked away thinking, if I ran that business, I know what I'd do? Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the law firm Cordell & Cordell. I felt that way years ago after my divorce, but I never did discard those ideas. And today, that vision forms the foundation of the firm that you know as Cordell & Cordell. And basically, that vision was a divorce firm dedicated to serving men with a client-centered focus on the things that clients value most, such as attorney preparation, regular client updates, and same-day return calls. And in turn, this results-focused operating system would be monitored by a client care representative. The result, a truly interactive link between our performance and your satisfaction. By the way, unless you're in Missouri or Illinois, I'm not licensed in your state, but that's okay. Our attorneys in your state are.
Call Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Arizona attorneys. 602-995-6666. 7150 East Camelback Road, Suite 444, Scottsdale, Arizona, 85251.
He's still so mad. Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Love me two times, baby. Love me twice today. Love me two times, girl. I'm going away.
You know, the worst thing you can be today is a black conservative. The worst thing you can be, according to the left. Ivy League professor Anthea Butler called Ben Carson a coon. This is an Ivy League professor. She called him a coon. She is also she's a professor at University of Pennsylvania. She also called God a white racist. But she called Ben Carson a coon because he said he's cool with NASCAR flying Confederate flags during races, not racist. So she tweeted out, if only there was a Coon of the Year award. And then she, of course, deleted it.
Teaching your kids.
Now, here's the thing. Imagine, just imagine, if you had a white professor at an Ivy League college. Just imagine a white professor at an Ivy League college calling Ben Carson a coon. What do you think would happen to him or her?
They'd be out.
They would be out so fast.
And there would be a big media brouhaha.
It would be the top story. I mean, remember Paula Deen? She said the N-word like 30 years ago. Ruined her career. It was the top story everywhere. This hardly gets a mention here. This hardly gets a mention.
It's the old double standard.
It's amazing. She calls Ben Carson a coon. A coon. This is clearly racist. There's no other explanation for it. She's clearly made a racist comment, and yet no outrage from the media.
Imagine that.
Nothing. And again, substitute this woman, just put in a white man or a white woman saying this, it would be the lead story everywhere. Every major publication in the country, it would be the lead story in every news outlet. But you don't get a mention of it. It's okay, I guess, because, you know, because Ben Carson's a coon. Because, you know, it's Ben Carson. Who cares? This is what's going on at college campuses. You've got Yale teaching a course about how it's okay to loot.
Yeah, did you see the recent police stats? Speaking of Baltimore, that homicide rate is up 39% in September?
Of course, because the police are basically saying, okay, have at it. Speaking of schools, a female high school student now awaits a disciplinary hearing and could face expulsion for wearing a Halloween costume to school that prompted officials to lock down the building on Wednesday. An unnamed female student was spotted in the hallway at Pueblo County High School early Wednesday morning wearing a gas mask and trench coat. A classmate reported her to school officials. The Pueblo Chieftain reports the teen was hauled to the office where she was interrogated by police, who also placed the school on lockdown for an hour, and the SWAT team was called. I'm not, why are you making this up? Steve's over there laughing. I'm not even making this up.
Oh, it's crazy times in which we live.
The SWAT team responded in full camouflage gear, and they had an armored vehicle sweeping the building for anything dangerous or suspicious. Of course, they found nothing. A spokesman for the sheriff's office told KKTV the girl said the outfit was a Halloween costume. Incidents like this cannot be overlooked and must be taken seriously, Pueblo County Superintendent Ed Smith told the Chieftain. Our concern is always for the students. Smith said the student who acted alone, she acted alone. Yeah, she was wearing a costume. Of course she acted alone. She was suspended and faces disciplinary hearing in which she could be expelled. In these times, these kinds of things just aren't funny. But I would like to say that our students reacted very well to this because they are the ones that originally reported it. The student was not charged with the crime. What are you going to charge her with? She's wearing a Halloween costume, a gas mask, and a trench coat. That's actually a very old Halloween costume. It's been around forever. I mean, are you kidding me? Common sense is dead. Common sense is now dead. All right, I'll take a quick call, about 30 seconds. Al in Miami calling. Al, how are you?
All right. Listen, real quick, a lesson for honesty to these politicians. I don't know if you remember, but back when Clinton was in trouble, a member of parliament over in England was accused of having a mistress. The next day, the guy calls a news conference with his wife, kids, and the mistress. And he said, yeah, I got a mistress. Big deal. And his rating, his political rating went up 17% overnight because the guy was so honest.
Well, yeah. But,
do you remember that?
Yeah, but you're not going to see
So these American politicians might take a lesson from that. Honesty pays politically.
Well, they never learned that lesson for some reason.
Well, they should.
They never
All right,
learned.
I got to go.
All right, thank you.
All right.
Look, one of the central themes always that we talk about here is honesty in the media, how you're basically lied to, and the impending apocalypse coming with this craziness. You know, I mean, a school lockdown for a Halloween costume, a trench coat and a gas mask. I mean, that Halloween costume has been around since the Cold War,
right? Do you know how many times I would have been arrested as a kid for the things I used to do?
Oh, my God.
But it was a different America back then.
It's just, it's insanity. It really is. It's insanity. We're living in crazy town. All right, I'm out of time for the day, but go check out my website, edwardwoodson.com. That's edwardwoodson.com. If you want to listen to today's show or others, go to woodsonarchive.com. That's woodsonarchive.com. Send me your Facebook requests. Like us on Facebook. Also, follow me on Twitter, at Ed Woodson Show. It is an honor and a privilege to be with you. To give you your fair share of the truth, because you are entitled to it.
I just didn't know if you knew the number one Halloween costume actually is Caitlyn Jenner this year.
Awesome. That's transphobic, Steve. All right, we got to go.
Ladies and gentlemen, the courageous, the stunning Caitlyn Jenner.
Thank you for tuning in to the Edward Woodson Show. changing talk radio forever.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Join me live to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works. This month, our pollen defleur is on special. Natural support for the bladder, prostate, urinary, immune, and menopausal health. Pollen defleur is a non-solvent flower pollen extract from rye pollen with